Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we join you this morning from the spectacular studios of WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Summer has persisted, Farmer.
Oh, man, it has. I couldn't believe it was, what, 73, 74?
Oh, was it 73 on Thursday? Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday.
Yep.
And then right after the election, of course.
Yep, it got warm. And it isn't bad still, though.
No. It's going to be 60 today, I guess, at some point.
Excellent.
A little breezy, but hey, what can we take?
We know what's coming, so enjoy every minute. And also, please enjoy our show this morning.
Yes, I hope so.
Ronan Tynan is on tap, Sinead O'Connor, Van Morrison, John Francis Flynn, and Patty Kelly. How about you, Farmer?
Oh, I want to play some Gaelic Storm, some Saw Doctors, and we'll get to that Dire Straits one that we didn't get to last week.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
All right.
We're going to start up today's show with the Dubliners.
A trade I was bound, and the many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay, when who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid, and the gentleman passing us by, well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. The very first thing that I said was, "Fat cess to the black velvet band." Her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, "Young man, your case it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band." Queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellows, a warning take by me. When you are out on the town, me lads, beware of the pretty colleens. They'll feed you with strong drink, me lads, till you are unable to stand. And the very first thing that you'll know is you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. Her neck, it was just like a swan. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Thank you. don't let the door hit your arse on the way out. But how could I be without me? Honky, funky, Kaylee. Friday broke down and started to bawl when I told her about me divorce in the bank. She said I got news of me on a score. I'm 2 months late, it's not with the rent. She said I'd have to be telling her dad. So we drove the Morris Minor to Cork. The outfella said you got two choices, castration or a one-way ticket to New York. Oh, Bridie, what can I do, girl?
Some of those songs are so good, I thought I'd play them again this week. Anyway, so last
Kaylee,
up...
The Kaylee song was good.
Yes, it is. It always is. And the Black 47, we hadn't heard from them in a while. Fire of Freedom, of course, is the name of the album. And Funky Kaylee is their big hit from that album. And before that, we heard from Kaylee, Real Kaylee, Dr. O'Neill, The Battering Ram, Jimmy Powers, Lucy Farr, and Andy Boyle are members of Patty and the Smoke who played those reels. And the Black Velvet Band by the Dubliners from their Best Of album. It's very nice. And you're going to start us off with the next set.
I am. We're going to crank this set up with Gaelic Storm.
She walks the thin white line between the body and the soul. She's as faithful to her history as a novice to his past. For she's standing on the bones of Ireland's past. and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart into. Mary is wise, she is foolish, she's as constant as the tide, for it's a woman's heart that beats beneath that stubborn Irish pride. We are saints and we are sinners, we are heroes, we are thieves, we are all of us beginners on the road. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my.
Praise for the sweetness of the wet dawn. mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, even so plain. Raise with the elation, raise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Raise with elation,
raise every morning,
God's recreation of the new day.
Of Laos Sudel Bar.
Sinead O'Connor's version of the classic The Foggy Dew with the Chieftains from their album The Long Black Veil. And we heard a new one from Ronan Tynan, meaning we haven't heard it before, from his album The Dawning of the Day. I think it's quaint how I say album. The Dawning of the Day. Yeah. With a well-known song that he does a good job with, Morning Has Broken. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with Gaelic Storm, and the song was Mary's Eyes, and that came off the Tree album.
Excellent.
And we're going to start this set with the Saw Doctors.
Apparently. So I'll delay my messages until...
Well, no. You can go ahead and do your messages.
Oh, gee, thanks.
No, I think you should. Yeah. It's more important than my song.
Oh, no, it isn't. But anyway... remind everyone, the adult dance lessons are still taking place at the Elks Lodge on Union Street in Pittsfield, 8:30 every Wednesday evening. There's about 10 of us, as I mentioned before. We have too many men, so I need a couple of women to join us. And I also want to tell people what you might already know is that Applebee's is having a Dine to Donate all day long on November 10th. The profits of which would go to the Soldier On Homeless Shelter on 360 West Zootonic Street in Pittsfield. So that's a Dine to Donate event at Applebee's in Pittsfield all day long on Monday, the 10th of November. And all the profits from that will be going to the Soldier On Homeless Shelter at 360 on West Zootonic Street. Any questions about that, give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill. At 413-770-7512. And now we're going to hear...
The Saw Doctors.
Excellent.
All right.
When the trouble deserting you and an emptiness inside, when there's people that will harm you, though you've done to them no wrong. It's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. Be mined, dug up and sold. When the factories are all closing, like they are in our hometown, and your friends are looking out for work that's nowhere to be found. When the spirits they sing a powerful song.
looking like the flowers that bloom in May. You can make your reservation. I will meet you at the station when you come to see me on Saints Day. Follow the lead, it is no wonder I seem to be so high. Living my dreams the way I ought to. As the days go rolling by, see the streamlined blue horizon. With you, baby, by the way, won't you come to see me on Saints Day? Thank you.
Svergelskäll there from his well-known album, The Dusty Bridge, with 1, 2, 3, 4 jigs. The Hag at the Chum, I don't know what that is, Older John's Jig, The Geese in the Bog, and The Legacy Jig. And before that, we heard a song I should have played last week from Van Morrison and Joey DeFrancesco from the album You Drive Me Crazy with the song All Saints Day.
Yeah, it should have been last week.
We should have played that last week. But we didn't. But anyway, but you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Saw Doctors, and it was Sing a Powerful Song, and that came off the Best of the Saw Doctors album. Or should I say CD?
Yeah, right, right. So today, we're going in Irish history, we're going to talk a little bit about Theobald Wolfetone, the famous revolutionary from the Rebellion of 1798, who was captured on board the French flagship, the Hoche, having traveled from France to participate in the United Irishmen Rebellion of that year. After the vessel was towed into Lough Swilly, Tone and other prisoners were brought to shore at Buncrana, County Donegal. This marked the end of the United Irishmen Rebellion that year, in which it is estimated 50,000 rebels fought against 76,000 soldiers of the Crown, resulting in the deaths of 30,000 people. Tone was brought to Dublin and tried by court-martial, where he was found guilty of treason. His speech from the dock on the 10th of November, in his speech, Tone admitted to having planned to establish an Irish Republic, completely separate from Great Britain. Quote, "From my earliest youth, I have regarded the connection between Great Britain and Ireland as the curse of the Irish nation, and felt convinced that, while it lasted, this country could never be free nor happy." Tone distanced himself from the atrocities that had been committed on both sides, unquote, during the rebellion. But, quote, "I hear it is said that this unfortunate country has been prey to all sorts of horrors. I designed, by fair and open war, to procure a separation of two countries. For open war I was prepared. But instead of that, a system of private assassination has taken place," unquote. Tone accepted his fate, quote, As to the connection between this country and Great Britain, I repeat it. All that has been imputed to me in words, writing, and actions, I here deliberately avow. Whatever be the sentence of the court, I am prepared for it." He was sentenced to death by hanging, despite having requested that he be shot, the death of a soldier, but he eventually died from a self-inflicted wound to the throat on the 19th of November, 1798. His grave is in Bowdenstown, County Kildare. His grave is the site of annual commemoration by those who see him as the father of Irish republicanism. It's the scene of quite a few IRA visits as well. But now we're going to hear something from you, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start this set off with Dire Straits.
Are home now for me. but my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached higher. And though it hurt me so bad, in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers in arms.
Thank you.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. We're both saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Well, I wish everybody, thank you for listening this week. Stay tuned next week. I hope everybody has a good week. Be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.